Racial terror lynchings of black people defined a shameful era in America. These lynchings differed from the hanging of white people in places where there was no functioning criminal justice system. Racial terror lynchings were directed at all black people. They enforced compliance with racial hierarchy and white supremacy and ensured racial segregation and denial of equal rights. In 1916, in Cedar Bluff, Mississippi, a young black man named Jeff Brown accidentally bumped into a white woman while running to catch a train. A white mob stopped him and lynched him, beating him and then hanging him from a tree for his insolence and carelessness. His public murder was not about criminal punishment, but was instead about maintaining racial hierarchy and terrorizing the black community. White town residents proudly sold photographs of Mr. Brown's brutalized body hanging from the tree for 5 cents each. The Equal Justice Initiative has documented thousands of racial terror lynchings between 1877 and 1950. EJI has confirmed the lynchings of over 4,000 black people who were tortured, maimed, beaten, shot, hung, and burned alive by crowds of white people, often with the cooperation of law enforcement or government officials.